Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, what does that mean? It means this, that the Christianity you see in the world is not what Jesus and the apostles taught. It has been undermined and subterfuged with lies and practices of men and theology of pagans, and is not of God. Though they profess God, though they have the Bible, but do they believe God? Do you believe God? Now, there are a lot of people who believe there is a God. There are a lot of people who profess to believe in God. But do you believe God? Because that's the key. Anything short of that gets into the realm of lies in various degrees. Now, here in the short epistle of Titus, verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the knowledge of the truth that is according to godliness. Now, there's a fake salvation that's according to Satan the devil, which is lawless, by saying the law is done away. And when they say that, they're lying, so that's not according to truth. We're going to see, if you believe God, you will believe his truth. And if you believe his truth, then you will live by it. Is that what you do? Is that what your family does? What is it that you do and believe? Have you ever sat down and had a nice long talk with yourself? What do I believe and why do I believe it? Well, we're going to talk about the truth of God. Verse 2, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, God cannot lie. Preachers lie. Popes lie. Cardinals lie. Priests lie. Evangelists lie. But God cannot lie. I want you to let that sink in. Now, men have taken the word of God, which is the truth of God, which we will see, and with some of these modern translations, have made it something that it never really is, never really was. Now, if you want a good Bible, you go online right there at Church at Home, and you can order the Holy Bible in its original order, where all the additions and subtractions that translating committees have done to the Bible have been eliminated. And the truth of God remains. And that's why you need that Bible. Let's read that again. Verse 2, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the ages of time. Now think about that. When you believe the true God, you believe the gospel of God, and it says that that was before the ages of time that God determined his plan. and it's being fulfilled right on schedule. Now notice verse 3. But revealed in its own set time. Everything that God does is according to his timetable. In the proclamation of his word, his truth, his righteousness, as we will see, with which I was entrusted according to the commandment of God, our Savior. So Jesus is God. Let's see something else about the Word of God. 2 Peter, the first chapter. And let's see what Peter writes. Now, this is very important what he wrote from this point of view, that it was Peter, James, and John that Jesus took up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And he showed them what a spirit being looks like in a partial glorified form, not in full glory because they wouldn't be able to live, but in partial glory, so that they would understand that the very purpose of the gospel is so that those who are in the first resurrection will be resurrected as spirit beings to shine in glory and to be the sons and daughters of God. Now, with that in mind, let's read 2 Peter, the first chapter, beginning in verse 16. And this is why, with the Bible, the Holy Bible in its original order, you can trust and depend upon it that it is the truth. Now, we don't ask you to accept it as the truth, but to prove it that it is the truth. Verse 16, 2 Peter 1. For we did not follow cleverly concocted myths as our authority, that is, in writing what is now the New Testament, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his magnificent glory. Because he received glory and honor from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, this is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Now think about Peter, James, and John. They were there, and they were so startled that they didn't know what to do. And it was so overwhelming that they were astonished. Verse 18, and this is the voice from heaven which we heard when we were with him on the holy mountain. This is the prelude to what he's going to say now about the Word of God. The Word of God, the Old Testament. Now, stop and think about this. We have a brand new booklet, The Prophecies of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, and there are 356 of them. Now you add that up. 3 and 5 is 8, and 6 is 14, and that's 2 times 7. Old Testament, New Testament. The truth of God is in his word if you believe it and if you obey it. That's the key. Is that what you do? Let's go on here. We also possess the confirmed prophetic word. Now that's the New Testament. Confirmed by Christ. Prophetic in that it's the truth from God. To which you do well to pay attention as to a light shining in a dark place. And this world is covered with darkness until the day dawns. That's the return of Christ. And the morning star rises in your heart, and that's the resurrection. So this projects clear out in time to the second coming of Christ. Now, these next two verses are important for us to understand concerning the Word of God, because it comes from the God of truth. and it's impossible for him to lie. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture, Old Testament or New Testament, originated as anyone's own private interpretation. How so? Because you let the Bible interpret the Bible. And it does so by comparing Scripture with Scripture and topic with topic. And it's an amazing thing. It is an exciting and wonderful thing that it is true. In this world filled with lies, the truth is there. Verse 21, because prophecy was not brought at any time by human will, but the holy men of God. And remember, only 40 people, 40 men wrote the Bible. And if you think that God is so incompetent and so weak that he couldn't inspire them to write the truth he desired, then you don't even understand anything about God. Little sidebar. There was a false prophet named Balaam, and he was hired by a man called Balak. We find this in Numbers 22 and 23, where Balak hired Balaam to come and curse the children of Israel who were on their way to the promised land. And he would pay him lots of money. And he started to speak, and he warned Balak, I can only speak what God lets me speak. Guess what God did with this ingrained liar? He made him speak the truth about the coming Savior, Jesus Christ. Now that's how true the Word of God is. Now men in translations and interpretations like to change it to fit their own traditions. Those are the things brought by human will, because prophecy was not brought at any time by human will, but by holy men, spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus Christ calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. Now let's see some things about the Word of God, because there are no lies in it. And by the way, another little sidebar. If you order the Holy Bible in its original order, we send you another booklet, which is a comparison of 27 modern translations and what they have left out and what they have changed and what it really should be. Now let's come to Psalm 119. Now that's a long psalm. It'll take you a long time to read it. But I recommend that you read it, and you will see how much this talks about the law of God, the truth of God, the commandments of God, the testimonies of God, the statutes of God, the ordinances of God. Now let's start out with one very important verse. Verse 97, Psalm 119. Oh, how love I your law. Now think about that. Do you love the law of God? Now think about this for a minute. You're familiar with the Ten Commandments. Now you look at them. They're all based on love. Every single commandment. The first four to God. And the fourth one is to keep the Sabbath, and that's what everybody rejects. The fifth one is honor your father and mother. And the last five are loving your neighbor. That's amazing, isn't it? But people don't think of it that way. That's why David wrote here, oh, how love I your law, it is my meditation all the day. Notice verse 98. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. That's how people are wise. Learn how to think. Understand the Word of God. You want the truth of God? You want the true God? It's right here. If you believe God, then you will do what God says. Now, let's come to verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Amazing, isn't it? Always the same. God says he changes not. Jesus is written of that he is the same yesterday. That's when he was the Lord God of the Old Testament before becoming Jesus Christ. Today, when he was Jesus Christ, and forever, because he was raised from the dead. Now notice this phrase, and your law is the truth. Verse 151. You are near, O Lord. Now, do you want God near to you? He's far off to a lot of people because they don't believe him. And they don't obey him. But here, if you obey him, notice, you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. All of them. Now think about that. Those who hate the Bible say it's full of lies. That's because when you compare the Bible with all of their lies, it's so in contrasting difference that their corrupted minds say it's full of lies. But it's not. It's full of truth.
Do you consider yourself a God?
There is no God. So how can I consider myself a God? God is the greatest lie invented by man.
Why?
Because man feels so helpless, so afraid of death, so burdened with life's problems. No help ever comes. Even Jesus on the cross was waiting for the help to come. God will come to save him, his only begotten son. Nobody came. Jesus Christ must have died in utter disillusionment. I don't have any illusion. I cannot be disillusioned.
Let's come over here to verse 160. Your word is true from the beginning, and if properly translated by those who believe God, who believe the truth, you will receive the same force of truth in your language that is in the original. But unfortunately, too many translators want to insert their own ideas into the Bible and subsequently change them. That's why you need this Bible, the Holy Bible, in its original order. Your word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous ordinances endure forever. Now, that's telling you a lot, right? Remember what we've covered? Jesus said, don't think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come to fulfill. That is complete. Verse 172. My tongue shall speak of your word, which is truth, for all your commandments are righteousness. Quite a thing, isn't it? Now, let's come to John 17. Let's see what Jesus personally prayed to God the Father in his prayer before he was arrested to be led off and tried and crucified. Verse 13, "But now I am coming to you, and these things I'm speaking while yet in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them your word." Now stop and think about it. Every one of the words, the Gospels, came from God the Father through Jesus Christ and was written down for us. So, when you live by every word of God, you're following the true commands of God the Father and Jesus Christ. "I've given them your words, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. I do not pray that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one, who is Satan the devil, the father of lies. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth." Now, sanctify means to make holy. And that's the whole process of conversion. And that's the whole process of the New Testament. Repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of truth, which is going to lead you to all truth, and so you can believe God and live, as Jesus said, by every word of God. That's what God wants. Is that what you want? Is that what your life is? You think about what you're doing. You can come to God. God is as close to you as your knees are to the floor. You can get on your knees and confess your sins to Him. He will forgive you, but you must believe Him and you must obey Him, because Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice the things that I teach or that I say?" We have to live by them. We have to practice them. It's not just an emotion so that you will temporarily feel good. It is a change of life, a change of thought, a change of everything in your life when you have the Spirit of God. And that is Jesus' prayer. Let's read that again. "Sanctify them," that is, make them holy. And the ultimate of that is the resurrection from the dead, when we're raised from the dead to be spirit beings composed of spirit, the sons and daughters of God. Nothing can be greater than that. It's not some myth that your soul goes off to heaven. No, that's a lie. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that. "Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is the truth." Now notice, "Even as you did send me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in your truth." That's what's going to open your mind and open your heart and give you the understanding it comes from God. So if you believe God, you will obey God. If you love God, you will keep His commandments. Let's see what Jesus said back here in John 14. We've covered this before. So you see, the Word of God is meant to be studied and restudied and read and reread so that we really learn it. John 14, verse 15. "If you love me," that's what God wants. He wants you to love Him. Everyone wants the love of God to themselves, but very, very few want to love God. "If you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments." Is that what you want to do? We have many things to help you with all of this. We have a book, The Grace of God in the Bible. We have another book, Lord, what should I do? Because in order to come out of this world spiritually, you need to know what to do. Because this world is really locked into its way and Satan the devil. And the more you understand about the Word of God, the more you will understand that that is true. And so, if you're just new and don't know anything about God, get our booklet, God or No God. And then we have another one, How Credible is the Bible? And we have the CD to go with it. It is the truth of God. But in this book by Duncan MacLeod, he shows how God fulfilled prophecies down through time and over time spans of centuries. But it always came to pass. Now, likewise, with the things in the New Testament, it will happen. It will come to pass. So the question comes down to this. Do you believe men or do you believe God? That's the real focus of life. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.